Audio Boo would like to access the microphone. Don't allow OK button. I'm glad I got that out of the way. It's Matt here, and I thought I would use Audio Boo for the first time on iOS 7. This is my first time using it on iOS 7, and there's nothing new about it. It works just fine, other than the pop-up granting permission to use the microphone. That's cool. I'm glad it did that. It's very nice. It works well. And I still have the use of VoiceOver, unlike SoundCloud, where I don't get that. So Audio Boo is my favorite little audio app. So, iOS 7, the good, the bad, the ugly. Talked about a lot of this stuff on the Quick Learning Techie Show podcast yesterday on the Edified Access radio site. I like the task switcher. It's greatly improved. No more double tapping and holding, which was a big problem for a lot of people. I had no problem with it, but it was sure a big pain to teach other people about it. I had one client that used to have trouble with it, and I helped them update their phone to iOS 7. Then told them about the new task switcher. They gave it a try, and now they absolutely love it. So, the features, being able to turn the sound on and off of the voiceover sounds using a rotor setting. You have to go into your settings, general accessibility. They moved accessibility up a few spots. So now it's only 4 or 5 down within general. Go to voiceover, go into the rotor settings, enable sounds. Handwriting, I've never got the hang of handwriting, but I have enabled it just to try and show it off as best I can if people need demos. I love the control center. Going up to the top where the notification status bar is, and then instead of doing a 3-fingered flick down, you do a 3-fingered flick up from the bottom of the screen. Your cursor has to remember your cursor has to be up at the top of your screen. Then you do, from the bottom, a 3-fingered flick up. You get your control center. And in there, I really like how we can turn Wi-Fi and Bluetooth on and off. Adjust brightness. Change the volume. Select tracks, music. A lot of people like the camera, the calculator, stocks, and some weather, and, you know, things like that being there. Just a nice little quick control center, so you don't have to go into settings to change half this stuff anymore. Wonderful. Control center is cool. Another thing, Siri is greatly improved. I like the improved voice. I also like the fact that Siri can turn on and off voiceover. That's something Android doesn't quite have. If you can't draw that shape just right, something like that. Yeah. With Apple, it's very nice. Say, Siri, turn VoiceOver on. Turns it on. Siri, turn VoiceOver off. Turns it off. Turn Bluetooth off. Wi-Fi off. The jailbreak community has had that for years. They just haven't been able to turn VoiceOver on and off. But they've done all the other stuff. Now it's finally caught up. Regular operating system. I have not checked for a jailbreak yet, but if I find it, I'll definitely consider getting it. That'd be nice. So with that comes the end of this little Audio Boo. Overall, I really like iOS 7. There isn't that much new or exciting about it. I just like the changes. Some people say it's garbage. I don't think I'd ever go that far. Anyway, check out edifiedaccess.info. Updated site. Podcast links are there. Edified Access Radio has not started yet. Hope to have it on by the end of this month, beginning of next. With that, everybody have fun. Don't work too hard.